Hey guys, this episode of The Read is being brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system for people with coarse curly hair and sensitive skin. There are tons of other brands out here with fancy designs and multiple razors and glitter and crap all over their stuff. Listen, they're lying to you. They don't know what they're doing. Bevel is a single blade razor that works efficiently and sexily. I just made that word up. So go over to getbevel.com and use our offer code THEREAD20 to get 20% off the first month. Get somebody sexy and smooth and let's start our show.
It's The Read, London. Holy shit.
The doll, baby.
Excuse us while we apply our Snapchat filters. Of the utmost importance. Thank you.
Ghetto. Hey, guys.
Thank you so much for being here at The Read London. Like I just said, our second show here in the UK. Thanks so much for having us back. I am Naomi Campbell.
And I am the lover of Lewis Hamilton.
I don't get it.
Feel free to fight me about it if you want to.
He's not playing.
Hop in one of them cars and run your ass over. Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be back in a place that's not America right now.
Yes. Just had to get away from that shit show for a minute. Doing too much at home. So thank you for allowing us to come over here. Even though we know y'all are dealing with y'all's own shit. Y'all's white people not exactly sane either. But that's all right. We're going to be all right.
I mean, I'm still going shopping, so.
Yes. Thank you for your shopping experience this time around. I do appreciate your pound being weaker than the dollar. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I know it's not good for you, but I appreciate it.
So, y'all already know how this whole shit goes. We're just going to get it moving, not waste too much of your time. You all look great. So let's start with Black excellence.
That's right.
And proud. So this week I'm going to go ahead and do a shout out to some things that took place during something called San Diego Comic-Con. So they revealed like the lead cast for the Black Panther film.
Yay!
We already knew about Chadwick Boseman and Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan is playing a villain. Lupita was confirmed. Playing a character named Nakia. I think she's also a villain in the movie, which is going to be very exciting to see. And then Danai Gurira from The Walking Dead. So just all of this melanin in a Marvel / Disney movie where they're going to be kicking ass. It's just unprecedented. I can't wait to see this. Also, I wanted to give a shout out to a woman by the name of Roxane Gay.
Oh, yes. She is a really great writer.
And a poet by the name of Yana Harvey. They both are working on a new comic in Marvel called The World of Wakanda, which follows two Black women who are also queer lovers.
Oh, shit. What?
You better pre-order, bitch. So great to see something like that in Marvel. And she's also the first Black writer for Marvel Comics after like 700 years.
Wow. So. Black female or Black period?
Black female.
Oh, okay.
Female.
I was about to say, damn.
And I also wanted to shout out my queen, my aunt, the love of my soul, Michelle Obama.
Amen.
For her sickening speech. And you know, that was like off the dome. You know, her pen game is serious. So, but that right there, she was giving you, oh, Melania, you could have this too. Like, you know, I do this for the people. You know, I don't even blame you for wanting to be me. I'm just so beautiful and black and awesome and nice. Beyonce is my friend. But, you know. So all of that blackness I love.
Amen.
And I wanted to give a shout out to those people.
Love it.
Before we dive into the trash.
Woo, how bad is it?
So shade and full. Now, I just want to keep, I want you all to keep in mind that I'm going to be doing this in order, as I think I usually try to do, from least relevant to to just the trashiest. So first things first, there is some girl by the name of Demi Lovato.
Don't do this because I barely know who she is.
Demi Lovato.
Lovato.
She, sure, that one. She did something on the Disney Channel one time, I think.
Or I really can't tell you how she's
Nickelodeon.
Famous exactly.
Either way. She got into some social media drama not too long ago when somebody posted a meme, and it was Mariah Carey next to Ariana Grande. Not actually together, because why would that ever happen? But it was just a side-by-side photo of the two of them. And the caption in the meme said, "When you order something online versus when it arrives."
Damn.
You are tickled. Like,
really,
everybody like, laughing, but I hear you. Like, that one made
her. That really, you like, yes, Ariana is the Instagram version of Mariah Carey. Yes, the fuck she is.
I mean, at least most of the time when Mariah Carey sings, I can understand a word she's saying.
I mean, Ariana
Grande
sings.
She sings like she got a retainer in her mouth.
It's not like she doesn't have range. It's not like she can't carry a tune. But Mariah has a real full-bodied, actual voice. Like, Mariah Carey is a legend, and it doesn't need to be a real comparison between her and that little girl. But I don't know what that has to do with Demi Lovato.
Oh, I'm about to tell you.
Oh, okay.
So Demi decided that she was going to get into the mix. And she left some kind of comment like, "Oh, actually, you've got it the wrong way. It should be reversed," or some shit like that.
No, the fuck she didn't.
Like, girl, do you sing, girl? What do you do? I'm unfamiliar.
Who are you, bitch? Against the Mariah Carey? Mariah fucking Carey, bitch. We're not gonna do this.
She's like a vocal ruler. Like, she's like what you measure.
Right, other bitches.
Other
up
vocalists.
Against.
Like,
right.
You can't come for the generation of the Mariahs and the Whitneys and the Celines,
no,
bitch.
You
just
really
got here, we don't even know who you are.
I mean, even Ariana will tell you that she could only dream of being a Mariah Carey. So I don't understand why y'all decide to stand for people in a way that they don't even stand for themselves. Like, Ariana Grande is not that fucking deluded. She's not out here thinking she could really out-sing Mariah Carey. She knows better. So how come this Demi bitch don't?
Anyway, child. So that must have led to, you know, an appropriate dragging. And somebody named Perez Hilton.
I need you to not.
Don't know that one either. But she was liking some shady tweets. I guess the Demi one saw this and sent some... You know what? This is actually not... No one cares. I'm going to move on.
The story might as well end there. I really don't.
Because who even cares? They don't like each other now and they both don't matter to me. Anyway, let's move on.
I like when you give us some white news, though, just to switch it up a little bit.
I tried. I really tried.
We're inclusive.
To care about them, but it just is so unimportant. I don't care about either one of these people.
It's fine.
Anyway, so I probably should have started with this one. There's a girl by the name of Drea Michelle.
Now, I'm always amazed that y'all know these people.
Drea is a young American bird known mostly She's mostly famous for thought history.
Yes.
Basketball Wives LA.
Leaving her son at home alone.
And abandoning her baby.
With some frozen Hot Pockets and a bottle of water. He said, Mommy, we'll be back.
So Drea set herself up for dragging as well. She attended a movie premiere and she posted herself on the red carpet on Snapchat with a filter that contained the title of the movie. The movie is called Bad Moms.
Oh, no. Fire everybody you work with. Why would you even accept an invitation to walk the red carpet at Bad Moms?
That's like if Melania Trump was like filtering the Imitation Game or some shit like. Like, why would you do that to yourself?
Set yourself up, right. You actually played yourself. Or you could have just posted a picture without using the fucking filter. Like, the fact that you framed yourself in something that said bad mother, knowing that we all know that you're a bad mother. All right, sis.
If you don't know the story, Drea was once a stripper. There's nothing wrong with that. There is something wrong with going to the strip club to work and leaving your baby at home with nothing but an unopened Hot Pocket box.
Yes.
And maybe the AC? I don't even know. I don't even know.
She had Disney Junior on, but it was just not enough. And I think, didn't the little boy get out the house somehow? And like down to the security gate of the apartments or some shit?
Something like that. He was able to like cry out for help. Like, I can't open this box. It has microwavable directions on the back. I can't reach the microwave.
He couldn't fit the Hot Pocket in the sleeve because, you know, sometimes they get stuck.
Yeah.
And they don't go all the way through. So he contacted somebody somehow.
Can I just have some adult hands to put this ham and cheese
delight?
I mean,
because she could have at least heated it up. A room temperature Hot Pocket is better than a thawed one, bitch. But anyway, Drea.
Anyway, so there's a whole bunch of...
Not known for making great decisions, so...
Tweets.
It's going to be all right.
Some people said, you know, she should have the leading role.
Oh. I mean, I feel like she's almost certainly grown up in like the 10 years that this has happened.
I don't see it. She just had another baby too, I think. But this is the same girl who had a clothing line called Fine Ass Girls and was selling people beanies with the acronym FAG on it.
Yeah. And then act like she couldn't understand what the problem was when people were like, girl.
I mean, I like girls, so I don't understand. Do they call you a fag because of it?
Literally, your hat says fag, girl. What are you? This isn't okay.
Her Woodstock face is. Haven't seen it, never will.
All right.
Also, their VH1. Is bringing back a show that should have died when I was in high school.
Oh, no.
Called America's Next Top Model.
Bringing it. What? Why? Has that show ever produced a top model? I mean, it's produced some girls whose names we still know, but top model is a reach. Is Tyra coming back?
No.
Okay.
The gag is.
I hate that Keke Palmer ruined that for you. I hate it. I'm sorry.
I wish Keke... I'm going to leave her alone.
Okay.
The new host of America's Next Top Model will be somebody named Rita Ora. Now, I don't know.
Does she model?
Is she American?
She's y'all's, right? This is y'all's girl. Uh-uh, no. Take her back.
That's your problem.
Take her back. Uh-uh,
She's your issue. You fix it and you figure it out. She don't doesn't belong to us.
Don't try to give her ass away. Take her back.
We are going through enough.
Okay? We are stressed out.
We're not taking Rita Ora on top of all of that shit too. Now you figure it out. Come and get her.
That's fucked up. Look how y'all played us.
I feel the same way about this as I do many other competition reality shows that hire people that are semi-famous. Like, what are you going to tell me about my career?
Right.
You don't have one.
Right. Rita Ora is just not qualified to judge anything because she hasn't accomplished,
anything. Nothing.
See, I didn't want to be that
hard. One thing.
But it's just like, girl, are you at all a model? Like, have you ever gotten a modeling? Maybe it happened over here when she was like 15. Okay. I don't know what's going on.
All Rita Ora has done.
This isn't okay.
Is turned Rob Kardashian into a life of fruit snacks.
What? She used to date Rob Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. You don't remember they broke
no.
up and he was like, she's fucked everybody on the Western Hemisphere.
Oh, right. You're right. That
My
was that
heart
girl.
Is so broken. And then next thing you know, he was huge.
I only ever hear about Rita Ora when somebody is making fun of her or something like this happened where she was hired for no reason. Like, I never hear about her charting or touring or recording. I don't get that little girl, but. I mean, all right, VH1. I don't know what direction that network is going in, but they're not, this isn't. Who's going to watch that? Who wants modeling advice from Rita Ora? I mean, at least Tyra Banks was like, duh, Tyra fucking Banks. Like, at least we're going to watch
exactly.
that. This bitch is not somebody I would turn the TV on for, so.
Like, if she was to be like, I have 3 photos in my hand.
Okay,
I'm looking at her like, well, bitch, one of them better be mine, bitch, because. You really can't tell me nothing, girl.
Right.
If anybody should be voted off this show, it should be you.
Oh, my God. What if that was, like, the whole twist? The first episode, nobody gets eliminated but Rita. And then they bring in the real host. It's Christie Brinkley or some shit.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, hello. I know y'all thought VH1 was fucking around. A real model's here now.
I just want to see, like, Jordan Dunn or somebody walk out on the first episode.
Jordan
she
Dunn
has
is
the
still
pictures
working.
In her hands.
You got to find a model who ain't got nothing else to do. She ain't got that kind of time. That's what I'm saying. Get an old bitch. But at least somebody we've heard of before.
Okay, well then call Iman and tell Iman.
Yes, call Iman.
On the first episode, she needed to just walk in and be like, actually, I'll take those pictures. You're no longer needed here. Security, please escort her off of the premises.
I bet you ratings would skyrocket, nigga. That's a free idea, VH1. You're welcome.
I'm going to ask you guys a question. Please do not take offense to this. I would ask Americans the very same question. Okay. Do you guys know who Ed Hartwell and Keisha Knight Pulliam are?
I think you should have separated those two. Because they know, y'all might know Rudy. But Ed Hartwell.
I just wouldn't expect anybody to know. Like, I would ask anybody these questions because who?
You lost it.
What happens when you have an attitude? So. Rudy Huxtable married this nigga named Ed Hartwell, who's a former NFL. He played football, right?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
I guess.
Ed Hartwell was mildly famous previously because he was married to Lisa Wu, who was one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
It's coming together for a couple of y'all. Oh, right. Right.
I would still be shocked if you know who I'm talking about. Like, anyway. So, Ed and Rudy met allegedly through Lisa. Like, Lisa says she introduced the two of them. They dated for 4 months and then got married.
Yeah.
And she is currently pregnant and going through a divorce.
Yeah. This is all the news in America.
So, Keisha's been on the Access Hollywood Entertainment Tonight, one of those shows that tell people business. And she's crying and doing all of this stuff, and all of my life I had to fight and whatever.
Very emotional.
And so, I just love him. Whatever, nobody cares. So now apparently she's talking about having her lawyers contact Lisa, because Lisa is on this show, Hollywood Divas, with Kim Parker and some other
No divas are actually on. So.
Like, nobody that actually matters to y'all or most other people who watch television. But she's saying she's going to sue this girl for saying that she stole her husband and all these other stuff. But none of that stuff is relevant. None of it matters. And in actuality, Lisa was hurt because she feels like Ed should have told her that he was getting married because they're supposed to be friends. All of this is some like black ass PTA drama that nobody needs to know about. But you're coming front row to tell right. us your business and tell like he wants a paternity test, and he's saying that the real reason that they're separated is because she pressured him to have a baby and he wasn't ready, and he felt like they should have got to know each other better, seeing as how their courtship was so short. My nigga, then wouldn't it have made loads of sense to date for a bit longer, like
just a little while? Y'all didn't even get through a whole good season. Like, it was literally like November to March, and then motherfuckers was married. Like, oh, no wonder y'all don't get along. No wonder shit ain't great.
You have to, not even 365 days is enough for me to marry your ass. Like, I'm not, like a 2.5 years, I might be like, am I gonna be with this nigga for the rest of my life?
Look,
I might
you.
Start thinking, like, is he's not gonna go away?
So just forever, you right here in my living room.
I'm not
right
going
to
know
me.
Enough about you after a year. And that's like if I met you a year ago. And even if I've known you prior to that, but we started dating, that's a completely different situation. Y'all was just out here getting married and having kids after 2 weeks. And then you want to be on Instagram crying like, I don't know why it didn't work. I'm just so confused. Why did it happen? Because you don't know the nigga's middle initial. That's why. You guys don't know each other, girl. That's why.
Keisha now just you a single to have mama. A baby. She just wanted to have her baby and be done with it. Like, I really feel like that was it. Because this is like Ed's fourth child, I think, and only Keisha's first. So he was like not even really trying to have no more kids anyway.
Wait, doesn't Lisa have one kid?
I don't. I have. Now, look, you asking way too many questions.
So here's another thing then. How about you stop getting pregnant with niggas who have 18 goddamn baby mamas and then acting like you don't know why you're the 19th girl?
I don't know.
Sierra?
Hey, that's a name y'all know.
Sierra has upgraded her lifestyle. She's living like a Caucasian.
That's right. That's right.
I can't even be mad at Sierra no more. Because Sierra was like, you know what? There comes a time where you have to leave trap niggas alone. And Sierra chose the right time.
She did. Well, slightly too late of the right time.
But that would be saying that baby future was a mistake. And we're not going to do that.
I would never say that somebody's child is a
ever,
mistake.
Ever, because that's not
your child's
right.
father may have been the mistake, but your baby, absolutely not.
And the name of the child was kind of.
The name may have been a slight misstep also, but you know.
But I think his middle name is like Zahir or something like real Afro.
Why wouldn't you just put Future as the middle name? Like, why wouldn't you give him Zahir?
Why would you name a nigga Future at all? Future?
The dick had to have been incredible, friend. It had to have been incredible.
Not even Navadius or Netherlands or never, whatever the fuck his name is. Future. And huh. He turned into your past. The man, not the baby.
You ain't shit.
I'm gonna move on. I'm a terrible person. A man was arrested at a recent golf tournament after slapping Justin Timberlake in the face.
Are you serious?
Typically.
Come on.
Typically, this would, you know, upset me. Not because it's him, but just because you don't like, who does that? Why are you just smacking people because they, like, what?
Right.
However, Justin Timberlake showed his ass just a couple of weeks ago.
Well.
Talking about all lives. After listening to Jesse Williams talk about black ones. Like, what? I think white people's ears work a little bit different. Just maybe like a little bit different. There was like a filter in like white American ears.
Yeah.
That's just like, I hear what you're saying, but it's coming out the other side about me. Like, I know you're talking about you.
Yes.
But this feels like you're talking about me. So let's talk about me.
I just find
so when this news broke that this man got his chin checked at a golf tournament, I was like, well, look at God. I mean, he just...
You ain't shit. Do we know why he got slapped?
The man was wasted. Apparently, you know, he refused to leave. His blood alcohol level was like twice the limit or whatever the fuck else. But I still consider him an American hero. So
that's all right.
And also because that song that Justin Timberlake has out right now is pure moist trash.
It is. And yet it is all over the place and it will not go away. And I'm sure it's because children love it, but my God, please stop playing that fucking record. I'm so over
that
it.
That sounds like a song kids would
That's like. Why Let It Go was everywhere for so fucking long, because kids love it. Children, man.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Because Let It Go is being sung by an animated white bitch who made a mansion out of ice. Yeah.
There you go.
Of course kids are going to love that. Justin Timberlake singing about bop. What is he? I don't know what the song is
But
called.
It's on the soundtrack to some kids movie.
It is?
Yeah. What That's why movie? It's so huge. Trolls, I guess.
How appropriate. Let's scoot right on along. So, I'm so sorry I have to do this to y'all. There's a guy named Joe Budden. Hear me out!
Lord. I'm gonna stay out of this.
I am aware that we spoke about Joe Budden previously on the show. If you caught that, he is in the middle of a one-sided argument with Drake.
God.
The passion of your hatred is just commendable. So, you know, he's going through the motions with his ex friend. And Drake, like, barely responded publicly. Joe Budden claims he's been getting several DMs from Drake. We have not seen any of these DMs.
I love it.
It sounds very much like, you know, two light-skinned lovers that are no longer together. And I don't mean, you know, I'm not implying anything.
I mean,
I'm simply saying what it reminds me of.
Okay. I mean, I'm with you because I get the exact same feeling, so.
Anyway, I'm not even here to talk about the Drake thing. I want to just mention how this group of ragamuffins.
Oh, God. I forgot about
ran
this.
Ran up. On Joe Budden in somebody's driveway. Now, I don't know who, I don't know if that was his house.
I think it was his.
I don't know if that was Tahiri's house. I don't know where the nigga parked his car. But these kids ran up on Joe Budden getting out of his car and posted him on Snapchat. They were allegedly quoting the No Shopping song where Drake took a shot at Joe Budden. And then they immediately took off. Joe Budden is running after them in a wife beater. A wife beater with holes in it.
But he chased them in a car first, right?
No, he chased them on foot. And I think they hopped in a car and then he got in his car.
Oh my God.
Follows them, begins to snap, cuts their car off, hops out, tries to break their window with some large rock. telling him that they could get killed and all of these things. The memes were endless.
Oh, they're still going on. Nothing quite as humiliating as a Snapchat screenshot of yourself looking like an absolute maniac, hollering at these teenage kids. And I hate that you even brought this up, because if I was Joe Budden, I would have been irate.
Now see, I hate when people that I don't care about or care for are in situations where I feel like I should defend them. Because I don't care about Joe Budden. I don't dislike him. I feel completely indifferent. I don't care about him at all. However, I think that it is unnecessary, and I just can't find an excuse for running up on somebody just for like likes and retweets and all that stuff. The whole time this nigga's hot, the kid is hanging out of the window of the car talking about, follow me on Twitter and show me. Young man, if you don't get off of this pull-out couch lifestyle and get a motherfucking job.
Okay. Because I really would have wanted to beat the dog shit out of those kids. And I know that, like, that's the type of situation where you stuck between a rock and a hard place. But really, I would have wanted to lay hands on them minors. Because you can't just run up on people like that. And sometimes kids have to find out the hard way that the real world has real life repercussions, bitch. This is not Instagram. This is not Twitter. You do not get to talk shit, run up, and act like it's all just a fucking game. Sometimes you just gonna have to get your head knocked the fuck together. Sometimes. I would not have been mad had he beat their asses.
And all in an effort to get some people to follow you on the internet. Now let me ask a question. Let's say that this kid gets 500,000 followers based on this. What are you going to do with that in your life? You're not talented. You're not good at anything. You're not right. Particularly smart, obviously. You're an untalented dumbass. So it doesn't matter how many followers you have, you will still amount to absolutely nothing. You will end up being 35 years old in a blink, and you'll just be the bitch that ran up on the rap nigga that nobody cares about when you were 16. That's going to be your narrative for the rest of your ashy-ass life, bitch, and you're still going to be asking people paper or plastic. Get a job, ho. Like,
amen.
Get off of this internet shit, bitch. Like, I don't understand why y'all are so, let me not say y'all, but I don't know why certain people are so enamored with internet stardom. It means nothing. If you aren't good at anything, if you can't provide society with a goddamn thing, it don't matter how many people follow you or like anything that you do. The people are still going to be coming to you for rent money, and you won't have any to give them, bitch. So
but these kids don't give a fuck about none of that.
And unfortunately, so many of us, because it's fun to make fun of Joe Budden. And that's fair. Like, but at the same time, you're enabling that type of behavior. Drake followed the kid. Like,
oh, no.
He followed the kid on Instagram, probably invited him to the Boom Boom Room backstage. Like,
oh, Drake. Why would you do that?
Probably some house party at Washington Heights that he threw. It was like, hey, y'all, come through. Like, that's not... Mm-mm. All you're doing is giving more kids motivation to go out here and do all of this dumb shit or whatever. And they're going to run up on the wrong one. And they're going to get some lead right here.
And it's not going to be funny no more.
Eyebrows. Because I come from the stand your ground state. It doesn't work well at all. But you're allowed. So I would urge you girls to just... Get in touch with your mom and dad. Get a hug from them. Find a hobby.
Come on.
A trade.
Start reading more. Just, you got to make better life decisions than this.
Whatever happened to, like, the Scholastic book fairs?
You know, what happened to just getting kids together and having them sit the fuck down and learn something? Like, outside of school hours. Like, let's just get y'all together and have y'all do something productive. But these are not even really children. They're just teenagers. I'm sure they're on summer break and they just are out here being little assholes, which a lot of teenagers are, which is why I said, again, sometimes it just boils down to you getting your ass beat. Because sometimes that's what needs to happen.
That is why my grandma, rest her soul, during the summers would be like, look, I know school is out, but give me a 5-paragraph essay of why your ass ain't going outside until you're done.
I used to hate that shit.
Monday through Friday, I was in my grandma's house writing novels, pissed.
Okay. Everybody else at day camp, swimming and shit. looking at rocks and shit. I'm in here learning to type.
I mean, can I have some juice? You can have juice when you are done with your essay. And not a moment before.
Sucked.
Last but not least.
Bitch, you guessed it.
Bitch, you guessed it. One of y'all need to come get Bow Wow.
And you know what? You dead ass. If y'all gonna make us keep Rita Ora, then that's fair.
I'm sick of her shit. I'm sick of this bitch and his goddamn guff. Like, I'm so tired of Shad Gregory fuck ass Moss.
Is that his real name?
This dumbass hoe decided to get his ass on the internet and act a black ass fool.
Oh no.
Mm-mm. Somebody made the wrong decision when they asked him Hillary or Trump. Now I blame that person because who cares? Right. Like, why are you asking the ex-host of 106 and Park, a show on black entertainment television, how he feels about anything, really?
Right.
Just like politics. His response was, I'm not really paying attention to those types of things once I learned more about, you know, politics. You know, it's really sad. A very, generic ass stock answer, which was fine. You don't have the intellect. It's fine to know that. It's healthy to know that and stand up in
that's
that.
Right.
You are not too different than the average American in that, you know, in that way.
Right.
Most American people have no idea what's going on in terms of politics. And you can find that out just by listening to why they vote for who they're voting for.
Well, you know, I just want to vote for Hillary because she's going to do great things for women.
Which women? Okay. Don't get me started.
We don't even have to do that shit.
It's too early for this.
We don't even have to do it.
Little Bow Wow, though.
So somebody said you should care based on the fact that your ancestors died so that you could have the right to vote. This fucking ingrate said, man, I only believe what the eyes see.
What the fuck does that even mean? The eyes? Whose eyes?
Bitch, do you believe you need oxygen to breathe?
What?
I only believe the eyes. See, I'm mixed. I don't know what my ancestors was doing.
Really? You can't look at your black ass self and tell that you had at least one ancestor? Okay, all right.
I only know what I see.
All right.
You don't know what your ancestors were doing, someone asked. Did your eyes see a movie called Selma?
Woo!
He said, yeah, I seen Selma. Was I related to anyone? No. I'm saying my ma side of my family is not black heritage different. Bow Wow claims to be part white and like Native American, I guess, on his daddy's side or whatever. Let's just run through that then, shall we? You don't know what your ancestors were doing, but you know that they were white and Native American. All right, well then let me tell you what they were doing, bitch. One side of them were invading people's countries, killing hoes, and taking their shit from them. Okay. And the other side was feeding these hoes and then being shocked when they were murdering them.
Well.
Yeah, they were just, you know, they were taking the women and the kids, killing them, raping them, and then finding all the other ones that were shaped like Tyson Beckford and making them work. So nothing.
Woo. Come on. Come on. Does Lil Bow Wow think that Selma only happened to the people in the movie? Does he think nobody else's family was involved in the civil rights movement? Does he think it was just them? Oh, just those eight, you guys, nobody else. They did all the real work. Like, what a dumbass thing to say. I saw Selma, but my family wasn't in it. Bitch, so? That doesn't mean the history isn't still yours with your First of all, black ass.
Bitch, you a nigga, your mama's a nigga, and your daddy's a nigga too, bitch. How are you stupid, bitch? Shut up!
You stupid bitch! You said that, like, he said that shit like he was about to tell us all the things he was and none of them were black. He said that, like, he had no black family. He said that, like, we have not seen his black ass grow up.
Your black ass mama. Like, what are you talking about?
You ain't
girl?
Never been on nothing that wasn't urban, that wasn't black, that wasn't, you ain't never had fans that weren't that exact same thing. You are under no delusions that you are anything other than black. But when somebody asked you about the election, you couldn't just say, listen, I don't give enough of a fuck to pay attention, okay? No further questions. And just leave it right there. Why?
Okay. You ain't mixed with nothing but lies and confusion. That's what you mixed with, dumbass. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Nobody asks Bow Wow anything. There's no reason for you to even say anything to any of us because nobody cares about anything. You don't have any music out. CSI Cyber is trash and it no longer comes on.
I can't believe it. 106
in Park is dead. You're pointless. Like, get a job. Stop talking to us about shit. You always inserting yourself in shit that we don't need to hear your opinion about, bitch. You ain't mixed with a goddamn thing. You black as hell just like everybody and the fuck else out here trying to get the lives to matter, bitch. So you need to shut the fuck.
Come on.
Up.
Trash.
Because if Trump becomes our president, he gonna be having your ass out in the sun building walls too, bitch.
Just dumbass like the rest of us. Out here mixing together mud and straw with the rest of us, bitch. Don't try to act brand new now.
I'm mixed.
Okay, bitch.
Mixed in the goddamn head. Shut up. Don't say anything else. That's why,
Lord.
It's too many of you at, like, ghetto ass, almond brown eye colored ass hoes in the States who want to tell all you girls that we're mixed. And then he posted a picture of his dad's mugshot that he don't even know like that, mind you. And because a nigga is light skinned and got C-grade hair.
Oh, like, God. Oh, well. He looked like every other Creole nigga I have ever seen in my whole life. Like, your daddy do not look.
Your daddy look like Lazy Bone, bitch. Like.
Okay.
You're black, girl.
Your daddy look light skinned with a curl. Like so many other niggas. You're not breaking the mold here.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything about anything. Don't talk about anything. Don't talk about like Mike. Don't talk about nothing. Just shut up for the rest of forever. Please. I'm so tired of this bitch.
All right.
Whew. Before we move on, is there anything else in the world of pop culture that we did not talk about that you would like for us to discuss?
What? What is Noocher?
Smoocher.
Smoocher. What the?
Woo! Let me tell you.
So it's some bullshit.
Smoocher is this new niggified Tinder.
Oh, it's Tinder for black people?
But you can search for people based on, like, their skin tone, like hair, things
their
like
hair? Are you serious?
So it's like an ad for the bitches, like the niggas who only date girls that live in Dykeman and, like...
Right, they only like the light-skinned girls with the curly. You only want video hoes.
Like the Tisha Campbell Jasmine guy bitches from school days.
Okay.
Like they only, it's like apps for those girls.
So what you're telling me is an unemployed dark-skinned nigga created this website.
More than likely.
Okay, all right. Because that's what that's giving me. That just don't make no fucking sense. What? Now I want to get on it just to see who's on it. You searching for bitches by hair type? Oh my God.
Skin color. I think the color of their eyes and all
that
kinds of
shit. That is
gross.
What kind of talented 10th dating app bullshit? Trash.
They should have just called it Search for Exotic Bitches or something. Just ridiculous. And
Mixtoes.net.
Meanwhile, I really wish that niggas would stop referring to girls as exotic. It just sounds racist to me. Like, what the fuck is that?
Exotic just means she don't really look too black.
She don't look black all the way. She exotic.
But she not white.
Because we don't know what she got.
Tired of y'all. Sick of y'all shit. Anything else?
Your mama did not put Fruit Loops in your ass every morning for you to be out in the streets talking about women like this.
The way you worded that had me like, whoa. Your mama put Fruit Loops in your ass. Whoa.
You're trash.
That's me.
Anything else? He's going to be great in Black Panther. I'm really excited.
He's so fine.
I've been following his career ever since The Wire. I'm really excited for his
success. But I really do get the feeling that he doesn't date black girls. I really do.
You know,
I feel like he's on Smoocher. Oh, my ass. Y'all see it? He like, no darker than Zoe Saldana.
I won't be mad at you for having a preference.
Hair type 2C. It's fucked up.
I'm referring to his career as an actor. Very excited for him.
Okay. I feel like we've probably... Is that it?
Who is that? What?
What did Michael Jordan do? I don't... He wore skinny... Well, I mean, the man can't dress.
Isn't Michael Jordan like 55 years old or something?
I don't...
He got to be old by now.
I mean, right. He put on skinny jeans. That's not... When you have that much money, you can wear whatever you want to.
You can't tell we don't want to talk about her? He said something about being tired of police brutality against black people, and he can no longer be quiet, and he's tired of just selling y'all Jordans.
Well, I mean... That's nice and all, but you've already made your billions off of black kids and their money and their devotion and their unending love and appreciation. So the fact that you came out and said something now is great, but Michael Jordan should have been said something about Black Lives Matter. So, but congratulations to him for finally getting here, you know, better late than never.
I mean, I got on some retro fives right now, so it is what it is, girl, but thanks.
Right. I mean, Michael Jordan is just, woo. All right. Is that it? Yeah, I think we've. So that is it. Because there's literally nothing to say. No, for real. How is she famous over here? Oh, a lot of y'all know who that is. Love and hip hop.
I'm so sorry y'all have to deal with that bitch too.
Why?
Oh, why? The baddest bitch. Well, first of all, Trina is the baddest bitch. Don't get escorted out this motherfucker ever in your life. Don't ever disrespect Trina or Dade County ever like that ever again in your motherfucking life. Trina is the baddest bitch until death and after. There will never be a badder bitch than Trina. Jocelyn, what? Bitch, please.
She might be the baddest bitch at Kroger on a Tuesday afternoon. Might. So sorry that just happened to you, sis. You said the wrong words. There's only one. All right.
She lied to you. The Puerto Rican piss stain. I hate her. I wish she would jump face first on the Space Needle. I said it and I meant it. The baddest bitch, please.
That was the wrong phrase. All right. You gonna be all right? I know that hurt you in your soft spot. I know, Trina, I know, friend, I know.
Since the 90s, she's been the baddest bitch.
I know. I know.
She's the one who came up with that grammatically incorrect shit. And now everybody want to be the baddest bitch. She will never be the baddest bitch.
Well, all right.
The worst bitch.
Hey guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Curly Clips. I absolutely love this hair. Been wearing it for a couple months now and it just looks so great. It blends fantastically with my natural hair. It's so fast and easy to use. Just a quick snap on, snap off, and it looks fantastic. Curly Clips even has a YouTube channel with Karen styling videos ready for you. So if you're brand new to clip-ins, don't worry. The videos can make it super easy to figure out. And if you're outside of America, you don't have to pay extra for customs. Team Natural in Europe can enjoy their curly clips too. They even send a hair caddy to help you keep your hair organized and clean. So get your curly clips today by going to curlyclips.com. That's curlyclips.com and save $15 on your first order by entering offer code READ at checkout. That's curly with a K and clips with a K.com. Enter offer code READ for $15 off your first purchase and enjoy your beautiful new hairstyles. Let's get back to the show. Well,
let's just move right along.
Right. What better way to wrap that up than right there and move on to our question and answer portion of the show. Our friend Asante from... Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
From the Friend Zone podcast is going to help us out.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Intro. Intro, okay.
All right.
I'm really sorry that happened to you. You know, she's the Puerto Rican princess to me because I ain't been to Puerto Rico yet. But if there's a real Puerto Rican princess,
if you have a question,
Puerto Rico should be ashamed of her ass.
Asante, let's start further up at the top and then work our way down.
I'm going to work my way down.
Jocelyn like Roger from American Dad.
You're still mad, friend. You're still
there's
mad.
There's no way to prove that she's not.
You're mad.
Thank you. All right, we got a question all the way up top. Stand up, young lady. Say your name and ask your question.
That's a nice color.
I can't use my real name.
Okay. Yeah, well, you might want to use a fake name.
Give us a good
alias.
Give us
something
good. Well, now that all of y'all turned around with y'all's messy asses.
No, exactly. No, especially I love my baby at home to come.
Wait, what?
I really can't. I left my baby at home to be here.
Okay. Not
so you left your baby at home?
Yeah.
With somebody.
With his daddy, not a Hot Pocket.
Woo, Father God. All right. Yeah.
He doesn't have teeth yet, so we don't have to put the Hot Pocket in the blender anyway. So. No.
Y'all got jokes. Yeah. What's your question, love?
So, you know, this whole Brexit thing.
Yes.
So,
kind of.
So I can't stay here, but I can't go home. Where am I supposed to go?
Wait, so they're kicking y'all, they're kicking out all the non-Americans? I mean, all the non-UK?
I'm a dual citizen. I have a British passport. But they don't want us. They really don't.
Well,
where are you originally from?
D.C.
Oh, okay.
D.C. is great.
Yep.
Well, I wouldn't want to go home maybe for the next 4 years.
Right, I really think you might be better off here than at home. I don't know why you would be in a...
See, somebody was like, yeah, maybe kind of, sort of, clap, clap. No.
I mean, we don't know what to tell you. We're stuck in America. We have no options. We
speak
can't
for yourself.
Leave.
I'm scouting. Now, in the meantime, if you or anybody who you know has an eligible bachelor, holler at me.
Or if you have
contrary
any friends...
to popular belief, light skin is not required. Just saying...
Oh, really?
I'm looking for my way out. I don't really know what to tell you, girl. I would rather stay here, so...
Right. With Brexit and all that, I would still rather be here, so...
Even though
well,
a
no,
lot
but
of
see,
the food
my student loans are in dollars.
Huh?
I have student loans in dollars. So my money's not even worth anything now.
I'm sorry.
Well, girl... You got to start with point A.
I don't know.
Keep your eye on the prize.
We aren't smart enough to give you options for other countries and all that.
I'm just happy to be here.
All right, we're just enjoying ourselves.
We're going to move on to the next
let's
question.
Give her moment to ask their question.
All right, now, before we get started, everybody, please keep calm and keep quiet so we can hear the question. I'm talking to y'all, DC. I heard you. All right, lady, young lady, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, I'm Micah. My question is like stupid friend drama shit. So I used to
hang out.
Yeah. I used to hang out with some people and we went on vacation and it was like a shit show. And I had to go home because my grandfather was dying. And then I came back and everyone was stopped talking to me. And so, but I have mutual friends that like didn't know what was going on. So like when it would be all of us hanging out together, the three girls would pretend like we're still friends, but then just wouldn't be like the four of us, they would ignore me. So yeah, I know it was kind of shitty. So, but no, my question is like, we're still kind of like friends on Facebook. And like, honestly, when I see it, it kind of makes me feel shitty.
Hold on. I can't hear her question.
I can't hear it.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So should I unfriend them? Like, is it okay? Cause my mutual friends don't know what's going on and I just feel, I feel like I did something wrong. That's why they're not talking to me. So
what do you feel like you did wrong?
I don't know. I honestly don't know why they're saying.
So hold on. Let me just do a quick recap.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm nervous. So I'm shaking a little bit.
You went to go visit your grandfather who was sick.
Yeah.
You came back and your friends were acting weird.
Yeah. They just no messages at all, nothing. So radio silence on their end. And my mutual friends would like have parties and those girls would be there and they would talk to me like we're still like friends. And I'd be like, hey, we should hang out and stuff. But they would just be like, yeah, we should. And then they would ignore me. And
well, fuck them.
yeah, I know. Sorry.
They don't deserve your company. Fuck them. They go straight to hell.
Okay. I was just asking like, I don't know, maybe it was like my fault, but no, yeah.
If you think it was your fault that she went to go and visit your sick relative and these hoes were acting brand new when you came back?
Yeah. No, girl. They just sound like bitches.
They can eat 20 dicks for all I care.
Okay.
Tell them bitches to eat mud.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah, no, don't put that on yourself. It'll be all right.
Tell them I said that.
All right, who's next?
Who does that?
Let's check down.
I got a hand
this
raised.
Young person right here.
This one right here?
Yes.
All right, that's right. You've been chosen.
Okay, my name is Anonymous. I need to, I was going to ask you about a white.
Okay, can you speak into the mic?
I was going to ask you about a white friend of mine that likes to call me a bunch of niggas. But.
Next.
But.
Why do you have a white friend that calls you nigga?
Right.
See, okay. Somehow you have described this person as your friend.
Right. That's where I'm getting lost.
And then you finished it by saying that they call you nigga.
And he uses.
I don't see how these two things.
Oh, Jesus. Hold on.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask you about my homophobic parents.
You're just having a shit time.
Yes. Okay, so I need to give you a bit of backstory. When I was 15, one of my friends outed me to the school. And my dad got wind of it and took me to Africa for like 3 months. And it was like, I'm delivered like Andrew Coldwell, but you know, allegedly. Whew, Jesus. Anyway, I come home. Everything's awful. I get my A levels, I do really well. Go to university in Manchester, my brother gets really, really ill. And,
I'm nervous.
You keep moving the mic.
And basically, I come home and they still think I'm straight, but now that my brother's ill.
So you don't do all this.
I am straight for the free rent. I'm not straight for any other reason. I'm just straight for the free rent. So anyways, I'm struggling with some mental health issues and all of that mess. But basically, my brother has MS and it's really severe and it's left him really badly brain damaged. And now I'm trying to figure out a way of getting away from my family. But because my brother's so ill, I can't tear myself away completely. So I don't know whether to keep on the front of being a straight man or.
I really like your straight man impression. It was really good.
Or to just go off and live my life and do my own thing.
How old are you?
20.
Okay. That's so patronizing of us. Aww. 20.
You don't live with them?
I live with them.
Oh, you do live with them?
Yes. I free rent. Free rent.
That's...
Well, I mean, rent is a doozy.
Ideal, especially so. 20.
But you're trying to keep up the front for the sake of a sick... We're trying to piece together.
But also because I dropped out of uni for him twice. So I sort of had like the ability to start my life and then it got snatched away from me like twice. And it was really traumatic and I'm suffering with a load of shit in my head. And I'm trying to sort of pick myself back up, get my shit together and then say like, I want to get away from you forever and do my own thing. But because my brother's ill, they're going to get old and I don't want them to be responsible for him forever.
Right.
Right. Well,
wow, this is a bag of dicks.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't want to bring the mood down or anything.
Well,
I mean, unfortunately, like, you've not talked to them about it at all.
Well, I got sent away to Kenya for 3 months, and that's like Voldemort. We do no one, like he who shan't be named. Right. So I sort of, they're over it. They're over it. They think everything's okay. But obviously I'm still dealing with the trauma and I have like really bad PTSD. So they think everything's okay. And my dad is trying to be my friend. And I'm like, I fuck off. I can't fuck with you. Like you've fucked shit up completely, but I have to keep up appearances and I don't know how long I can keep doing that for.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you've got two roads you can go down on here. Uh-huh. You can continue to keep up this charade of being something that you're not in order to stay closer to your brother, which makes a ton of sense, especially if you live with them and you're not paying rent and you're young, you know? So that's one thing. Or you could try and have conversation with them and say, this is who I am. I would like for everybody to be comfortable and okay with this because there's nothing fucking wrong with it.
That's what you should be able to say.
Especially since the reason that you want to stick around is to be by your brother's side. So it's not like, you know, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable living your authentic life because you want to be a supportive sibling. Mm-hmm. Like, you shouldn't have to feel like you need to conform to some bullshit, antiquated-ass idea that your parents may have because you want to be there. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing if you're just like, well, I just want to live wild, but I want to have free rent, too. You know what I'm saying? You want to be there for him. So they just have to, you know, get in line and deal with that. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I can't understand why they would have... Well, I mean, I can understand because I know, but
really
you truly just
up,
want
right?
to be there really for him, but it's not fair that you have to pretend to be something else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you know your parents better than we do, clearly. I would suggest you try to have a conversation with them if you feel like that's something that you can do, because it's just not fair or fun or okay to like lie to yourself and to your immediate family about who you are when you're not doing anything wrong and right. You're a good person. You're trying to be supportive of your brother that's sick, you know? So honestly, they need to get with the times, but I couldn't blame you if you know them and you're just like, you know, I think I'm going to just go with the flow for now, at least until you can move out mm-hmm. and do your own thing. Because we say it all the time, when you're independent, you have your own shit and you're taking care of yourself, that's when you can walk into your parents' house and be like, well, girl.
That's really it.
Where's my brother at, bitch? I ain't come here to see you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
But it's kind of hard to get there. So good luck to you, you know, regardless of what you decide. If you do decide to keep it up, I know that that's a hard thing to do. Sometimes those are just the sacrifices we make for our family. And then we hope they catch up, you know, somewhere along the line and apologize for the shitty way they've treated us. So I hope it gets better for you. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Thanks.
All right, I see this young lady down here has been patiently raising her hands.
I saw this young lady's hand here in the white. Yes, you girl. I saw you raising your hands before.
You see that? She wasn't paying attention, so I just kept walking down.
Girl.
All right, what's your name and what's your question?
My name is Edia. It's a strange name, but that's my name.
It's cute.
Thank you. I've been living in Europe on and off since 2011, and I discovered you when I was in Denmark, and thank you so much for kind of keeping me connected to the U.S.,
Oh,
so,
thank you for listening.
Making So basically, as another traveler, I would like to know what's your favorite place you guys have visited and...
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Okay. And where would you guys like to visit in the future? Because I lived in France for 2 years, speak French, so I saw that you went, and I was really inspired by your video. I love that. And thank you for the CrossFit.
Yeah, CrossFit's fun.
But yes, right? And you look amazing. So do you, Asante.
Yeah. That was fun.
But where would you guys like to, like, would you guys want to travel more in Europe, Asia? What's your next plan or what's your dream destination?
We're going to Amsterdam on Monday.
Were?
So we're very excited about that.
Okay.
I really want to go to Italy, and I really want to go to Tokyo.
Yeah.
I am coming back to Europe next month, maybe. And I think I'm going to Italy and I think here for a couple days again, too. Well, or not next month, in September, but I do want to go to Tokyo also. Like, that's
I live
a huge
in the north, so Edinburgh is okay. My gym in the UK. I mean, of course, the south is great.
My best friend's family is from Nigeria, and I would like to go with her when she goes back home. I would really love to go with her the next time she goes back home, so that'll be fun.
Well, thank you guys for a moment of your time.
And also, I'd really like to visit Croatia.
Yes.
And that's she said Croatia's lit.
I think those are like my like dream destinations, like places I want to go before I kick the bucket.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
It's easy when y'all point.
Let's do the West Wing.
Let's come over here to this side of the room.
You better walk.
Okay. One, I don't care.
Oh, I can pick. All right, I'm going to pick another gentleman here. All right, stand up, young man. All right, what's your name?
Damn!
What's your name and what's your question?
So my name is Farou. I'm from France. I just flew in yesterday for our CBS.
Hey. Thanks for coming.
Je ne sais quoi.
You bird.
What's your question?
So my question is a little bit the same like the person who had a white friend who called him a nigger. But the thing is, okay, first let me preface this with some... like a little context. In France, the N-word, okay? But since the song My Nigga, I don't know who's saying this, white people are like using it, like the N-word, but in the English way, okay? So French people don't know better, so they're gonna use the N-word with you every day because they don't know it's a hateful word. They really don't know.
Oh, damn.
They really, really don't
know. They know, boo.
They don't?
No. The thing is, okay, come on. Like, they won't use it, the French version of the word, which is nègre, okay? So, when you say nègre in French, it's nègre. They won't do that because they know it's a hateful word. But when it's in English, it's cool, it's like hip. You know what I mean?
It isn't.
Of course it isn't. So, basically what happened is, so, a friend of mine tried it one time and I get it all together. I was like, you ain't gonna call me a nègre, like, no today, no ever, okay?
That's it. Tell him.
But the issue is, we have like another black friend who allows him to call a nègre. And like the thing is, he's like my best friend. He's like a straight white man, oddly, but he's like my. But the thing
damn.
Is, like,
and damn, y'all be playing y'all's friends, man. Woo!
But like, I know it's bad, but. He's like, I've been friends with him with like, I don't know, it's been forever. We're friends. We grew up in the same neighborhood. And he's like low key woke a little bit about, you know, black issue thing. Low key.
Low key.
He's like my best friend. Like he fought people for me because they call me gay or anything. So I can't just like break up with him because of that. But, so he told me that this friend we have in common, like, you know, allows him to come a nigger. So he came to me and say, why won't you do that? I mean, because you ain't gonna try with that with me. So my question is, how would you address like a good friend of yours that like really, like one of your best friends, okay? And tried
okay.
it once.
Okay.
And this, because I don't want to fail out with him because of that.
This is not complicated. I would say, okay, so first of all, the issue is, your first issue is, you're going
seven
to...
words.
You're going to respect how the fuck I feel about myself. If I say that you can't call me a nigger, then that's just the end of the fucking story. You can't say it. And it doesn't really matter how anybody the fuck else feels about it. Your friend needs to understand that black people do not all feel the same way. We're entitled to have different opinions from one another. If the other friend is cool with it, that's that friend's problem. You can go say nigger around that nigger because that nigger will let you do it. I'm not the one. You call me a nigger and I'm gonna go upside your motherfucking head.
Yes, yes.
Now that's very simple. A 5-year-old can understand that. So if I were you, I would sit down with my very bestest best friend and explain it to him just like that. And if he still can't see it, I would let his ass go. Because if niggas should not be that important to no white man.
Yeah, that's true.
It should not be that important to you that you coming to me trying to negotiate on why you can say it. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to say it that bad, nigga? Bitch, I'm not the one.
I was just gonna sum it up in 7 smooth words. You do you, not me, bitch. Oh, that's 6.
Oh.
I counted it before it was 7. I fucked it up. Either way, I agree 100% with what she said. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion in their own way that they feel about things. I feel differently. You will respect that. The same way that there are plenty of black people who don't like hearing the word nigga. They don't want you to refer to them as a nigga. They don't like it. I say nigga all the time. However, if you don't want me to call you a nigga and you say that to me, I won't do it. Because I respect you as an individual and how you feel about things. And trust me, I don't care where they from. Them white people know what the fuck they saying. They know what they're saying. See, they want you to think that shit is sweet.
Oh, shit. We're just saying it to America.
White American people do that shit too. It's like, oh, we're not saying nigger.
Yeah.
We're saying what Jay-Z and Kanye said. Well, Jay-Z and Kanye gonna get your shit wrecked, bitch. You keep fucking around.
Jay-Z and Kanye gonna get your motherfucking shit rocked if you don't quit fucking with me.
You better watch your motherfucking mouth and do that shit with the rest of your raggedy ass friends, bitch. Let friends know that we're not playing that shit. You need to tell the rest of white France that we're not playing them black ass games. You better listen to your local music and get off that YG shit before you get your ass whooped. Stay out of Compton, bitch.
Don't let these American celebrities get you fucked up.
Put that shit on a croissant.
Thank you so much.
I took it too far.
Thank you so much.
It's fine. I went too far.
Thanks, boo.
Thank you very much. Bye.
All right, let's do a couple more.
You too. Whoever was up there talking about white people saying nigga. Share the word.
Don't let them do it.
I don't know if I can trust you.
Oh, so you just go walk past 4 hands?
Okay, well, which one of y'all?
The doll right there has had his hand up. She's had her hand up.
Which one, Lord?
There's so many people.
Oh, see, stand up.
Because I'm standing next to somebody and then you point to somebody else. See.
Okay, let's just have the young lady ask her question.
Hiya.
Shit.
Thank you so much. I'm a huge fan. I can't believe I'm here. Hiya. So my name's Hafsa, and I'm actually asking a question for my best friend Paige, who's going to Indiana in a few days to meet.
God bless you.
Oh wow.
She's going to Purdue.
You must be kin to somebody there.
Well, that's what I'm asking because I'm worried, and she's going to Purdue. So can you give her some tips so I stop worrying because I don't want her to get killed. And
you want us to give you tips on staying entertained in Indiana, USA? I don't even think people in Indiana can do that, girl. Make sure you have Pokemon downloaded first. Shit. What the fuck is that to do in Indiana?
She's going.
I'ma Yelp it.
Yeah, you might wanna. We don't know.
And also just other things in America. I know if you come here, there's like slight cultural differences. So any tips for America and difference in words and I don't know, tipping. I don't know what you guys do. But
girl, just go there and judge everybody. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
Just go there and be 100.
I think you'll catch on. Like our biscuits are like a fluffy bread thing.
That's not
they aren't cookies. And we call the lift an elevator.
I think this is so funny because I grew up with a Jamaican family. So most of the things... Like when y'all, my grandmother always called cookies biscuits. She always called fries chips. She called laundry detergent fab. Like my grandmother is just Jamaican as fuck, so all of these things are funny to me. Like, I be forgetting, like, oh yeah, we call it cookie. Like,
we drive on the other side of the street and on the other side of the car.
Like, Indiana, I don't know.
It's a very low cost of living. A lot of corn, I think.
I think they race cars. The Indy 500 is once here, probably not when you're going to be there, but
Kelly,
you know, just
Price.
Go to some dive careful bars. In the shopping malls.
Kelly Price performed at the gospel thing in Indiana, right? See?
Yeah, you but like you gonna miss that. So
that's not helping.
Good luck to you.
There's just a lot of white people there, and
stay away from Michael Jackson. Not there no more though, so that thrill is gone.
You're gonna have fun. Just be totally judgmental and you'll have a blast.
Okay. Well, that's
she
all
said,
you really
I can
need.
Do that.
All right, so this gentleman was a gentleman, so stand up and ask your question. What's your name and what's your question?
My name's M. I'm from Oakland.
Oakland?
What are all these Americans doing?
I know, random.
You're from Oakland?
Yeah.
Did you listen to the show that we had in San Francisco the other
there.
Day?
I was there.
You were there?
It was lit. It was lit. It was lit.
So let me ask you one motherfucking question. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I have a
question. Wow.
You thought hard about that one, didn't you?
I have a question about the Stevie J interview that y'all did. Oh. I just want to know. I can't.
We've moved on. No, go ahead.
I was just curious about the circumstances or how it came about. It was just very strange and what the energy was like inside the studio because...
We learned a very valuable lesson from that, which was let's interview people we give a fuck about.
Right.
That we like want to interview.
He just so happened to be taping another show down the hall and our producer was like, Stevie J can come in for a few minutes if y'all want to. And we were like, I guess. And then he walked
no,
in with
no,
a...
No, wait a minute. I remember specifically saying to the producer, I don't give a shit, but for his sake, maybe he should stay away from Crystal. Like, because Crystal's going to get him together.
Well, we all knew that was going to happen. That was a given. Like, but I remember him walking in with a bodyguard and us being like, really? Like, a bodyguard?
That nigga was probably his trade.
And he was high as fuck. He kept his sunglasses on the whole time. It's not something we would ever do again, but you know, it just so happened. And
doomed to him and his fake wife.
So we cool. won't be thank making you. That mistake again, but thank you.
No problem. We just don't interview people we don't respect anymore.
Beautiful brown girl, what's your name?
Hey,
what's your question?
Giving me Cleopatra coming at you.
Oh my God. Hi, my name's Barbara Ntumi. I just got a present for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
I started my own gifts. T-shirt company, one of which I'm wearing today. And in the bag is to the left, because I don't
Beyonce.
Need to explain that.
Oh yeah, no.
And I've got some tote bags in there that says, carry yourself with the confidence of a mediocre white man. So enjoy.
Thanks. Oh, I have that shirt. And I love it. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Let's go up here to this young man in his Ivy Park. Just because I love people in Ivy Park.
They're all up in here too. What's your name and what's your question?
Hello, my name is Miles. And I've got a question. Hello, how you doing? How you doing? I've got a question about my family. But I don't speak to my parents too much. I've moved away. I've been doing my own thing in London. They live somewhere else in the UK.
That's a good idea. Don't give out the details.
The main thing is, I'm going to have a relationship with them eventually, but the main thing is my sister. Now, she's older than me, married to a footballer, never been the one to work, really.
I'm mad at her.
Yeah, I hear that, yeah. And she's got a son with, not with the guy that she's with, and she's kind of stopped me from seeing my nephew, like, completely.
Okay.
And recently I put up a picture with me and my nephew's now 9. I've only seen him like a handful of times. And my parents, who we're trying to form a relationship together with, but is not there, passed on a message from my sister telling me to take down this video of me and my nephew, even though there's like videos of him with my other siblings and other family, how would you approach that?
Also, I would tell them that they can kindly go away and get off of my phone. Yeah. I would honestly tell my parents that, and they might want to kick my ass, but I would still say it. Why do I have to take my photo down, but the rest of these niggas don't? I'm confused. What's the reason?
Yeah.
Well, did they give you the reason?
They said respect to parents' decision, and I was like, well, everyone else
is. So your sister is. What is the reason? Your sister's homophobic or something? No, we're trying to figure out what the issue is with
Since I was like two, never really saw eye to eye.
So your sister just don't like you?
No, we've never
How much older than you is your sister?
I think she's 28, but I don't really know.
She's 28 years older than you?
Oh, no. She's like 3-4 years older than me. She's like 28, 27. I'm 24.
Okay.
Come on. So, I said, no fucking wonder.
Oh, yeah.
So she y'all was have 30 had... when you were born. She can talk about you.
I was like, there must be some kind of family secret if that was 28 years older than you. And she been hating you since you was two?
God damn.
I don't even know. It's been mutual.
Big mad.
I feel like, you know, this is actually a narrative that, I'm getting tired of that word now. Let me never use it again. This is something that I'm familiar with. I've heard this before, and it actually has been because of homophobia. And the family never wants to just address it head on. I'm not taking down a goddamn thing. Okay. Stand your girl. Take it down for what? Give me a sensible reason as to why I have to take this picture down with my nephew that I love, but the rest of my siblings don't. I just don't understand. I don't respect the decision from anybody that's nonsensical. I don't. So what is wrong with it? Like, is this a video or a picture of you with
we're
your nephew at a bar?
We're just at a barbecue.
You sharing a blunt? What's the problem?
I have no idea. And I don't think it's homophobic. I've got a girlfriend. We've been together for like 8 years.
Oh, so you're not gay?
No. In everybody's defense, he got on Ivy Park now.
And I didn't.
We didn't know.
I'll come back too.
You have to come back. We're not done. Well, I think you may have just...
He ain't coming back, is he?
Her kid feelings.
Come on back now.
I would suggest calling your sister and being like, why are you such a bitch? Because now I really don't get what her problem is. I'm sorry. And he said 8 years.
Shut it down. Okay.
The doll baby is back.
Yeah. Call your sister and ask her why she's such a bitch.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Did you need a moment? And good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Asante, let's do one more.
Y'all ain't gonna raise your hand up here.
This fool.
Next question. Stand up. Please stand up.
I can't.
After you done asking your question, I'm taking that.
Right, well, you guys look beautiful.
Thank you.
Kid Fury would know if he would take the bag off his head.
I'm sure you're lovely. Come on out. Come on out of hiding. Come on. I'm good right here.
Hi, I'm Chantel. This is my sister.
Hey, girl.
I'm Georgette.
So, since this is the last question, we just wanted to lighten the mood. So, 1 week, Desert Island, Joe Budden, Taylor Swift, or Azealia Banks?
Who do you take?
This your question.
Wait, what about them, though?
Who do you take with you?
And what?
It is for you.
Take with me on my vacation? I wouldn't take none of them hoes.
You have to take one.
One.
Girl, that's an easy-ass answer. If you had to take one of them.
Wait, give me the options again.
Joe Budden.
Okay.
Azealia Banks or Taylor Swift.
Well,
your answer is easy, and so is mine.
I can't take Azealia because we just don't see eye to eye, skin to skin. And I can't take Joe Budden because I would really feel the desire to fight him. And physically, he could easily beat my ass and would.
Yeah. And would.
So that's not smart. I would have to take Taylor because she would be the easiest to strangle. And then I could just dump her body once we land. Or, you know, something else that doesn't involve murder. But she would be the easiest to dominate and control and subsequently get rid of. So that would be my answer. What about you, bag face?
I'm going to go ahead and go with Azealia Banks. Just because I've hung out with Azealia Banks before, I hate Taylor Swift with every fiber of my body. And
you and Azealia are friends, though. Y'all would have fun on vacation. Well, maybe not friends, but y'all know each other. Like, y'all would have fun on vacation. Y'all would have a good time together. Me and Azealia would, that would not, we couldn't even get on a plane together. That would not last. So, are you going to take that off your face?
You know, I'm really comfortable.
Woo!
And ashamed.
So, yeah, thank you so much for that. That was fun. Thank you to everybody who got up and asked the question.
Okay, but for real, though, you got to take that off your head now.
You know, it's good. There's
we're
going to
move.
In your defense, you do got on Ivy Park, so, you know, I was confused, too. I mean,
and you kind of look like Jadenna.
Hey, you guys, we just want to thank Tristan Walker and the great folks over at Bevel again for sponsoring this week's episode of The Read. Listen, Bevel is the first and only shaving system for people with coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. As we have said, up to 80% of Black men and women experience razor bumps, which I hate with all of my African-American / Jamaican-American ass heart. Listen, it's disgusting, but Bevel uses a single blade that cuts above the skin and not the hair beneath, which alleviates you from those disgusting, stank, disrespectful bumps all over your skin. And that is the reason why 9 out of 10 Bevel customers come back month after month. It's just great. It's sexy and the shit works. So save 20% off your first month right now by going to getbevel.com and using promo code THEREAD20. That is GETBEVEL.com. Promo code THEREAD20. Start shaving smarter and make yourself all sexy before the summer's done. Now let's move on.
The Read London is also brought to you by Blue Apron. At Blue Apron, we know that not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients taste better and are better for you, so it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why Blue Apron is here to save the day, or at the very least, save your dinners. It is so easy to order from Blue Apron. They deliver it straight to your home. The packaging is set up so that the food stays super fresh, and for less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron will deliver seasoned recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals by yourself right in your own home. We know you can do it. Each meal comes with step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe cards and the pre-portioned ingredients so that you can get your dinner on the table in 40 minutes or less. Blue Apron has some delicious meals that are going to make your taste buds shout to glory, like delicious spinach and basil pesto gnocchi with summer squash, green beans, and fresh mozzarella, or the summer vegetable pizza with garlic, lemon, broccolini. I cannot wait to try that one out. You can check out this week's full menu and get your first 3 meals for free and with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/theread. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/theread. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
So, but anyway, let's move on to the read portion of the show.
Jesus
came all the way across the world to disrespect people. I just...
Are you going first?
So sorry.
Or... Can you breathe in there?
You didn't deserve that, Miles. I'm so sorry. Well, my read...
Do you want me to go first?
Why not?
You know, okay. So I just want to talk really briefly about the shit that's going on in America.
Oh, me too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because, okay, so the one thing, my God, I'm sure y'all know that we're dealing with the choices of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Did you really put the hat on the bag? And so there's a lot of arguing going on stateside right now about the two candidates. And, you know, we just wrapped up the conventions and it's just, I'm sure it's very fun for you guys to watch and laugh at. Or maybe not. The Canadians got a big kick out of it. I just want you to know they're really loving the American reality TV show that we're running right now. But we are hearing so much about Hillary Clinton, you know, on the left or on the liberal side, and how we all need to come together and support her. And I guess real, real deep down inside my black ass heart, I understand that. But I'm really fucking sick of people acting like they can't understand why we are not super excited to vote for Hillary Clinton. I get that she's up against Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is like not at all a rational choice. Like, I totally get that. It's not like, you know, no shade. I'm not trying to do like no Brexit shit or nothing like that. I understand a lot of y'all are mad at the people who voted to leave and all this. You're big mad. Okay, I thought you said not. And I was like, really? Because that's not what I heard. So one of the major problems I have with Hillary Clinton, and it was repeated time and time again at the convention, and something that gets on my nerves in general, is people comparing the issue of black people being shot by the police like every other fucking day, and then police officers being scared to go to work. And this happened, I mean, honestly, it happens all the time. CNN just published a whole story talking about 4 years after Black Lives Matter started, we still don't understand what their purpose is and why they're here, and we don't understand their goals and all this other shit. Like, bitch, it could not be more clear. And all you have to do if you have a question is simply go look it the fuck up, because people have answered these questions time and time again. And it's not like the phrase Black Lives Matter is even difficult to understand. So at this point, if you don't get what the fuck it's about, it's because you don't want to. I'm really tired, though, of this conversation being framed as like, oh, black people have something to really worry about and be stressed out about. But also, so do the police, because, you know, they get up every day and they go to work and you just never know what will happen. And it's just and it's just equally dangerous. And President Obama did this, talking about, you know, Hillary knows how we can work through racial divides, and black people are worried about their sons just like police are worried. And exactly. So first of all, black people being afraid to go out in the fucking streets is completely illogical and is not something that should be happening. Police officers being afraid to go to work is normal, because your job is police officer. Your job is police officer, meaning you submitted an application for the job of public servant. You asked to be the line of defense between the public and criminal activity. You asked to be in that position. So yes, you should have some sort of fear or natural apprehension when you go to work, because your job is to go be the one who runs up in the face of the bad guy. You are supposed to be the one there when danger is going down. So why the fuck wouldn't you be scared? That's a natural response. We should not be afraid to go to the fucking store. Sainsbury's, which I have learned is not Salisbury's, okay? You will give it to me. I learned the word this year. Oh, it's a Sainsbury's bag. I don't think y'all have that. We don't have no Sainsbury's in America, but we shouldn't be scared to go there is the fucking point. We should not be afraid that we are going to be gunned down for whatever reason, even though we are totally unarmed and oftentimes not even committing any real crime. That's not a rational thing that should be going on. So I'm really fucking tired of politicians, especially talking about the Black Lives Matter movement alongside the police being gunned down or something happening to police officers, like it's even happening at the same rate. I think police are dying at an average of like 49 or 50 officers a year for maybe the past 15 years. Meanwhile, they're killing like a smooth 1,000 of us. Like, it's not going in the same direction both ways. Y'all would really have a motherfucking problem if black people was out here killing police at the same rate they killing us, okay? You would really have a motherfucking problem. But we're not, and when the police do die, it's usually not at the hands of us either. So why the fuck is there so much talk going on about police need to be valued and protected, and we need to make sure our law enforcement is good and we need to make sure everything's good with them. And then in the same breath talking about Black Lives Matter, it's not the fucking same. The police are as protected as they can rationally expect to be. Their job is, I'm the guy in front of the fucking danger. So no, you should not feel 100% safe and secure in your fucking job, because that's not what your fucking job is. You know how you should be able to feel secure as a teacher? You should feel like you can go into an elementary school and teach a bunch of six-year-olds without some lunatic walking in with an assault rifle and gunning down the whole damn classroom and the nation's government not giving a single motherfucker about it. But you can't, because we live in trash-ass America and everybody is more worried about the people who actually are in power and are in the least amount of danger. And I'm just sick of that shit. So don't sit up here and tell me over and over again about how the police need all this protection and just the arms of God wrapped around them and just cradled in Beyonce's bosom and restored to life and all this other bullshit, when we are out here dealing with dying for no fucking reason. And the fact that Hillary Clinton cannot separate those two and make it one clear act of like people being targeted and like systematically eliminated, the fact that she cannot separate those and not act like the police are just some great people who need, you know, just all the love and guidance and support in the world, just sickens me, and it makes me not want to vote for that bitch. But again, I live in trash ass America and the alternative is Donald fucking Trump, which I just can't do. Like, I just, you know, I'm Black, I'm a woman, I'm not straight. It's nothing about me that lines up with voting for Donald Trump. I can't do that. So I feel forced and strong-armed into voting for Hillary Clinton. And if I have to do it, which I'm coming to grips with, I'm trying to accept it before November comes, that I will be marking the ballot for that bitch. But you're gonna take this criticism that I give her the whole fucking way. Because I'm not gonna sit back and let this bitch coast off my vote without having to fucking work for it. You're gonna have to do something for Black people. You're gonna have to show me that you are about this movement and about fucking progress. I don't wanna hear no more shit about the system being upheld. I don't want to vote for another candidate who's gonna allow shit to keep going the way that it's going. Like, I should not have to accept that as a Black American, and I will not. So I will vote in my best interest, but I will also do everything I can to make my voice heard, because there is no way change happens without it. So you're gonna sit back and let me fucking bitch about this bitch all I want to. Girl, I guess I'm with her. And that's it. I'm done. Congratulations on being the first female Democratic nominee or whatever.
Well,
still with the bag.
You know, the bag's actually appropriate for the way that I feel about the presidential race. And
it's really embarrassing. Like, it's embarrassing.
It's really humiliating.
They just wanted to see your cute face.
Oh, shut up. Okay, I don't even know if this is like a real read. It's just something that I really like. It just struck a chord in my soul the other day during the Democratic National shit show. As she's mentioned already, we have a liar and a Komodo dragon running for president. Which one's which, you can guess.
I hate you.
The thing that really just rubs me the wrong way and blows my mind is that racist Americans, racist people, but especially America, are just childish. It's clear. It's not something that's like some newfound discovery, but it just really sat with me the other day when I saw Donald Trump tweet during the convention, maybe even like the second day, he said, like, I hate to say this, but the Republican convention was way more interesting and we had a better set.
Bitch, a set?
What in Martha Stewart-ass hell does the set have to do with anything? Has nothing to you. Didn't hate to say that shit either, bitch. You loved saying it. You love saying anything that is just stupid, and it was just against anybody on the opposite party. You're just trolling the fuck out of Americans. That was so, like, unnecessary. There was no kind of thought put into it. On the day that Sandra Bland's mother was at the convention and she was talking about her daughter dying, Fox News, very clearly, I saw a clip of this on Twitter, because why would, I don't even know. I called Time Warner to get them to remove that shit from my cable. I shouldn't be paying y'all money and you got Fox News on my fucking shit. But either way, Fox News was playing like a Polygrip commercial over her talking. Like, they didn't go to commercial.
Wow.
They had her talking in this little square that they minimized, and then they blew up this commercial of for Polygrip and played the audio of that rather than her talking. And I'm just like, how fucking immature. Like, you bitches can't even let this woman come out and say what she's saying and then come back and be like, well, I disagree with her statements because of this, that, and the third as well. No, because you can't disagree, because she's not saying anything that you can disagree with. She's saying shit that makes sense. But you motherfucking Similac sucking ass bastards have to come out here and play these baby ass kindergarten ass games all the time. Why the fuck do we have a toddler running for president and actually nominate? Like, the bitch could win. I don't understand. It's so crazy to me. But makes plenty of sense that y'all would be childish. She never had to work for anything. Black people and brown people are the ones who built all your shit, picked all your crops, cooked your food, took care of your babies, entertained your white asses. Well. Like, you've never had to do anything but sit back and make everybody do your work for you. You literally would go around the country and steal people to do work for you. It wasn't even that long ago that black people were literally out in the streets dying just so we could ride on a certain seat on a bus, drink from a certain water fountain, go to whatever. But y'all would like for us to believe that this is something that happened, you know, back during the Flintstones, and Betty Rubble was the first racist, and it died after that. Like, you've been kicking all of this bullshit to us for the longest time, but all of this shit is immature. It's all childish. For you to be sitting up here and be asking like, oh, well, you know, the police are just very scared to go to work as well. And I don't understand what, you know, the black life. It's not anything that is hard to understand. My Yorkie could understand what the fuck Black Lives Matter means. She's a smooth 8 months. And we'd be sitting watching the convention and she's like, my nigga, I get like, I don't understand. I don't understand what they're so confused about. Like, and I look back at her like, well, everybody else gets it. You don't want to get it. You wanted the power to stay within the hands of the white racist American. And why? Because you don't want to do your own work. You don't want for black people to have the same advantages as you. It's literally like a toddler that has every toy and sees you with one. It's like, mine! Mine! This one's mine too. These are all my things. Like, the whole entire way they behave is like toddlers. And that whole party, everything that takes place over in the Republican Party, and especially with this campaign, it's never been as obvious to me as it is this year, because for you to nominate somebody who has no idea what he would do as president, has zero policy, no experience. As much shit as we talk about Hillary, raw damn, whatever her face is, she has political experience. She's lived up in the White House before. Like, she has way more experience and qualifications for this job than Donald Trump does. But Donald Trump is just the one who's willing to say that Mexicans are rapists and that Muslim people are the reason that terrorism happens in the country. And all these other things that racist people believe because they're dumb and they've never had to actually think about anything but what are we eating for dinner tonight, nigga? Like, that's, you know, so it's not even shocking to me that y'all are so stupid. But I refuse to allow somebody with a freaking first grade science fair way of thinking to tell me what I'm gonna do with my taxes, with my life, with anything. Like, you can't come up to me and just be like, well, you know, so what if Michelle Obama wrote that speech first? She didn't invent the English language. And, you know, my wife, after she left her Sports Illustrated issue days, her swimsuit life, she has committed herself to being an American, although she just got here. And she loves this country minus the Negroes and the Indians and the Mexicans and the Asians and most Jews. But other than that, we just really love it here. Like, nothing makes any sense. Yes. I don't understand how anybody could be watching this shit and just being like, okay, you fucking Peppa Pig watching ass bitches.
Oh, Peppa Pig, man.
Are really out here telling us what we should do and how we should run this motherfucking country.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 5-year-olds.
After 8 years of having to deal with W and her shit and fucking up the goddamn country and then dropping it in the lap of this Negro and then telling him he sucks because he can't fix it. Like, I just don't understand why we're here. But anyway, it really just was very, like, shocking and awakening to me that we are really having to go out to the polls in November and either vote for this lying-ass white woman or for this toddler and an 800-year-old's body. All the hair is terrible in both questions. Irrelevant. But, I mean, it's just, I wanted to actually wrap it up by saying something similar to what you were saying, which is that I'm very frustrated and annoyed and tired of people making it seem like it's something wrong with us feeling over the entire election. Like, we're literally sitting here watching shit and mud tell us one of them's about to be the president.
Right.
And I'm black and gay. So it's just like, either way here, I'm fucked. I don't have, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going from show to show, making all this money, and the IRS is coming to me saying, oh, yeah, here's how much you owe us.
Yeah.
And we are going to take these dollars and we're going to use them to kill you. Now, I just.
Right.
I know it sucks. But that's America. America, the place that the idea was, what did they say? The idea for America started right there in Philadelphia.
Oh, Lord.
I know. The idea for the country that all the natives were living in and picking their goddamn crops and running around here naked and smoking weed and just living their goddamn happy ass life. I feel like they had an idea for what they wanted their country to be like.
And then here y'all came.
Before y'all came over here with your guns and shot all of them. That's all white people did. They got ammunition first. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's the only motherfucking thing. Y'all sat back and was like, how can we steal people's lands from them? And some other white person was like, well, I heard that all they use to fight is like sticks and bows and arrows and shit. Okay, well, why don't we just come up with something where we can kill them from like thousands of feet away? Like, we don't even have to get that close to them. And then we could just take their shit. Like, what are they gonna do from us? Say no? We'll just kill them. Like, it's ours.
I mean, a lot of it was them just bringing their unwashed asses over. Because, you know, they had to be taught to bathe by us. A lot of it was just them and their filth and diseases.
And just ungrateful. Because you came all the way over here and these people were like, well, we roasted some turkey up for y'all and seasoned it. And
you're welcome. This is what it ought to taste like.
We picked some greens and, I mean, we don't know where the fuck y'all came from, but if you hungry, you can grab a plate. I mean, there's plenty for everybody if you want some.
Well, we're like, yes, we would love some. Is this oregano? What is this you put on this? Paprika? This is so good.
And then they went back and sat on their boat and were like, okay, so what time are we taking this shit? Because I'm full. I'm full. It was delicious. Tomorrow? Okay, 8 a.m., everybody ready? Okay, great. Like, so I think the thing that just bothers me the most is that it's like they just spit in our faces every single day, because you take every single thing that we say to you and you turn it into something that it's not, that you know it's not. And right. All you have to do is just stop. It's not even like we're saying, we want for you to give us diamond encrusted Beyonce statues for every black person's lawn. We each want a one-on-one time with Blue Ivy. We demand it. It's the least you could do. All we're saying is, please, cops, you don't need to be dead. We're not trying to come out here and shoot y'all or nothing like that. We would just very much like for you to do what we pay our motherfucking taxes Amen. For y'all to do.
Amen.
That's it. That's it. But it's a power trip. It's just this whole, you know, white is right and everything that we say is law and don't nobody give a fuck about y'all. Well, then you can go right on back over here or wherever the fuck. The Lost City of Atlantis. I don't care where they go, quite honestly. The Martian, they can go right up there with Matt Damon or whoever. I don't care where it is that you want to go, but shit's got to change. It's got to be like a complete... Black people have just been out here picking shit for you, feeding you, taking care of your kids, and just trying to smile while doing it. And all of these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years that we've walked out around with signs just saying, please, hey, please, please. Like, that's it. Not even like we about to run up in this shit and fuck some shit up. We have trained for years and years and years. We've been taking fucking Tabata and we've gone to CrossFit and take Kung Fu classes and
not my CrossFit.
Tai Bo and all of this. We have been prepared like J-Lo and enough. And the time is now that we will fight back. Like,
we're not even doing
that. Negroes just want to be able to live and go out and have their kids go out and not be afraid to, you know, and not have to worry. Like, they just want to be able to come home and watch Power or whatever and be alive.
Yeah.
And that's it. Y'all are the ones that make it so fucking difficult. Y'all are the ones that make it so hard. It's like, it's not even, I don't even see the problem in terms of the police and saying, you know what? It's a couple of y'all that need to do things differently. That's it. That's it. There's no, like, what's a, that white man a hot 90, nobody cares about that white man a hot 97, but he said something.
Peter Rosenberg.
Very much along that line. If you are a firefighter or a doctor and another doctor replaced someone's eyes with their nipples, what's wrong with saying that bitch needs to do something else for a living?
Absolutely nothing.
Because the police force in America has proven that no matter what they do to whoever in the country, they'll get away with it because they're police, and the racists who pull all of the strings and who have set all of these parameters to make sure that they stay in power, they are the pawns. The cops are the ones who run out in the street and do their evil bidding, and they make sure that they get away with it all the motherfucking time. And we know this shit. Right. We know it, you know it, so there's no reason for you to kick us no kind of bullshit because we're hip to your game. All you got to do is be like, you know what? If you're that hateful, if you're that much of a bigot, then you should maybe crochet. Maybe you should, like, sell scarves on Instagram or do something peaceful with your life. But you shouldn't be somebody out here with a badge and a fucking gun running around here telling people what the fuck they should do with their life, because you don't even have your own ashy-ass white together life together, bitch.
Amen.
You can't tell me what to do with my life or when to do what or where to stand or what how much weed I should have, bitch.
Are you done?
I am.
Okay. So that's going to wrap up the Read London. Your goofy ass. Thank you all so much for coming out to our second show. It's been amazing. Where should
real
we go?
Real quick. I'm out here trying to function. Now, where do the gay blacks party? Where? Brixton?
Brixton. No? Hold on. Just give us the name of the club.
freedom. All right. Wherever I go, Miles is not coming. I apologize once again. I'm so sorry. Bye, y'all. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much, London. It's been a blast.
Thanks again to today's sponsor, Curly Clips, for supporting this week's episode of The Read. Of course, your natural hair is gorgeous just the way it is, but you're allowed to have fun and switch it up too. So add length and volume to your hair in minutes by using Curly Clips. It's clip-in extensions for natural hair textures. And with more than 1,000 reviews, it is one of the most trusted hair extension brands. I love mine. Truly, I do. So visit curlyclips.com and use offer code READ to save $15 on your next purchase. That's curly with a K and clips with a K.com. Offer code READ to save $15 on your next purchase. Let them know that we sent you. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and we'll see y'all next week.